Good evening, good evening. This will be an extremely short shiur, but I'm going to get started straight away. Okay, so we started yesterday about the halachas of Birkas Hazikim. Let me just go over the Shulchan Aruch. I'd like to speak about thunders and lightning tonight. So it says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Al Borek Ve'al Re'omim, which means thunders and lightning, you make the bracha, and then Shulchan Aruch continues, V'ruchois, very strong winds. You make all that, but you can also say, the Mishneh Berurah says that what exactly is a borok? Borok, Mishneh Berurah says, if gotten gimel, is blitzin, b'loshon Ashkenaz, which means lightning. Mishneh Berurah now says something, which is, oisan shem boim b'loi ra'am klal, rak b'chamach b'sachoyim, if there is lightning that come without thunders. Have you seen such a thing? Lightning without thunders. So he says over here, "Metzad ha'chayodom she'ain ze brokim aniska b'gmor v'ain v'ochin aleim." I don't exactly know what it is, but Shulchan Aruch says if there is such a thing as a lightning without thunders, you won't you make a bracha. That's what the Chayodom says. Chazanish is quoted as disagreeing and arguing and hold that he can make a bracha either way. It's a different type of lightning, and he won't make a bracha on that. The Mishneh Berurah of Cotton Hay says, what exactly, how do we do about this thunders and lightning? What bracha, how does it work exactly? So if Cotton Hay says, I'll call Echod, the oilam noyagin, the minig oilam is, when it comes to thunders and lightning. So the main point is, what we need to know first of all is that b'di'eved yoytze either way. Whatever you say on the thunder, b'di'eved, and if you say kirchim vosim on oilam, or whether you say hoysim asbreshis, both on thunders and on lightning, but the evidence you yotze either way. Shulchan Aruch said that already. So, but the evidence you yotze, if you get confused and not sure anymore, still make a bracha because the evidence you yotze anyway. Now, what is the minhag olam? Mishneh Berurah says if cotton is really important. Olam noyagin levoich ala brokim. The minhag is generally on thunders you say oisim maase breishis ve'al aromim, and on lightning the minhag is to say shikoyachik vosor mole olam. This minhag is actually a very wise minhag, and it makes a lot of sense. Thunders, if you want to think about the vigor of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the koyach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're going to see it much more by a thunder, by lightning. Where do you see more the Ribbono Shel Olam? What's more scary? Yeah, exactly. That's what he said. It's a koicha gvoros mola. It's easy to remember. Shekoicha gvoros mola olam is something which is much more noticeable by thunder. Omnom be'emes shaych kol achzav boch shol shnei. But b'di'evet, if you say oisim masabreshis on a thunder, that's fine as well. Ve'al kein, therefore, says Mishneh Berurah, im shom haram v'ro boro ke'echot v'och broch achas. Da'ainu oisim masabreshis v'al shneihem. Now, Mishneh Berurah says now the follows. If you've got what happens if they come that you have the thunder and the lightning one after the other straight away? So we've got over here, based on the fact that anyway, you cannot say two brachas. Why? If there's thunder and lightning straight away, says the Shulchan Aruch, what you should do is you should say oisim ase breishis. Because the reason why you can only say one bracha is because b'di'eved yotze on both lightning and thunder yotze with one. With yotze both in your yotze. So one second. No, but b'di'eved Shulchan Aruch says yotze b'di'eved. So what you should do, if you call simultaneously, I don't know if people know that. You make one bracha, dahinu oisim ase breishis, al shneim. Because oisim ase breishis, why dafka oisim ase breishis rather than koach v'gvuros olam? I don't know why. But b'di'eved you should say, you can only say koach v'gvuros olam. She can only say Masa Bereshis Al Shneim. If you're in Be'er Shekoichim Vosim Al Oilam Gam Ken Yotze. But obviously, as we just mentioned a couple of times, P'di'eved, if you say Shekoichim Vosim Al Oilam, you're going to be Yotze anyway. So again, if there's thunder and lightning simultaneously, you make one bracha, which is the bracha of Oisim Masa Bereshis, and you're Yotze both. If P'di'eved is said Shekoichim Vosim Al Oilam, you're Yotze P'di'eved as well. But you only make one bracha. But what happens if it's not simultaneous? says Mishneh Berurah, v'im lo yidchufim zeh achazeh, if they're not simultaneous, there's a few seconds in between, what you should do then, mevorach tchila borok, because normally what happens first? Normally, what happens first? Well, it's not always. Normally lightning first. I don't know why it is so, but normally lightning first, right? Light is fast, that's why. Okay, so, very good, I never knew. So, the lightning, you make first of all the lightning, which is? You see the lightning, you say, now, you have not been yoitze, the lightning which hasn't taken place, with the thunder which hasn't taken place yet. Lightning hasn't, so if you see a lightning, you say, and then, a second later, will come the thunder, and you make, kirch mosma loilam on that. Yes, he says. Shum Yisrael tchil elein odom, oysa az breishis, ve'acha kach, ala rom, and afterwards on the thunder, you say, kirch mosma loilam. That's what he says. And similarly, the other hand, v'uadinim lo yiro es ha-barok, if you didn't see the lightning, v'shom ha-kol rom, but you did hear the thunder, v'beir cholav shkirch mosma loilam, and he said, kirch mosma loilam on the thunder, or whatever you actually said, you could have said even the B'dyev, the Mas B'reshis, V'achka Roborok, and afterwards, a couple of seconds later, there's the lightning.
No, it's a new
set. So, always? Okay, fine, if that's the case. Rabbi Yisai. One more point. One more thing that Mishnah Berurah adds. Mishnah Berurah says, "V'ayim b'sharit shuva that im be'echal aborok minischav liftaram aborok aviyotz b'diavet." In fact, even if it's not simultaneous, if you say one bracha and you have intention to be yotze both thunder and lightning, you're going to be yotze b'diavet, and you can yotze both if you have got, yeah. If you have kavana, Mishnah Berurah seems to like that. It seems to like that. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, what you're not allowed to do is what many people seem to be doing. Is what? What you wait for both, and you make two brachas. That, according to all opinions, as far as I know, I looked into it a little bit, a couple of it. According to all opinions, you can't do that because you with one bracha. Once you said shkirchim usal olam, you eat on both. Or similarly, if you said it's not precious, people eat on both. What you can do if you want to chaperan two brachas, when you see the lightning, you make the first bracha, which lechatchila should be oisim asa breishis. If when you have started saying the bracha, or after that, you hear the thunder, you can then make the bracha of Kolchim Mosam Al Oilam. But if you wish to avoid the second bracha, you can do so as well, by having in mind, when you make the first bracha of Oysam Asa Bereshit, you have in mind both, and then even if it's a few seconds later, you eat with one bracha. You can't do two brachas if it's after thunder lightning, you can't say two brachas then. Because you're going to be eat with the first bracha. You can say after the first event one bracha and then wait for the second event and say the second bracha. But you cannot wait for both thunder and lightning and then say two brachas. Because by saying the first bracha, it's already both. Yeah. Yeah. I know there is such a svara. Mishnah Berurah said at the very beginning of the shiur, we said that Mishnah Berurah does say such an opinion. That you have to, that it's the Maisa, anyway, Roi V'Achronim disagree with that. And also, so you could certainly still can't make two brachas. I think it's two, so, and then after say one bracha or two brachas. Right. So if you want to wait for to make, many opinions hold, Chazanish held, it's even if there is no lightning coming later, even if there's no, thunder coming later, you can still make a bracha. Yeah, he said, yeah, no, but he still said that it's still, you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, so pashtus, you don't have to worry about that. But if you want to be choshed for that opinion, you're really concerned, and you're going to wait until you went on to, for both the lightning and the thunder, then you can only make one bracha. Finish off with one aloch, and then I'm running. But there is an interesting opinion that suggests what is the aloha in terms of if there is a lightning, which you didn't actually see the lightning, but you saw the reflection of that, which is very common. You rarely just happen to chop the lightning in the sky. It happens sometimes, but very often you see in the back corner of the eye the reflection of it. Can you make the bracha on that? Yes or no? Yes, the answer is yes. He doesn't say shera'a. When you, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that you must have seen. He says ala broki v'ala romi, you make the bracha. He doesn't say anyway. It's a roye, the broki. You don't have to physically see it. Yeah, very interesting. The Aruch Pashtus, yes. Yeah. Good evening, Abayisai.